Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Three or four episodes on Netflix, and you'll have your jaw dropping the entire time. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Mo. Thank you, Abby, for turning me on to American Nightmare.
Damn!
It's so good.
Three episodes of twists and turns, and after the cliffhangers that they have at the end of each episode. Like, you cannot just watch one. You can't watch half of one. You need to carve out 3 hours of time to sit down and watch this thing all the way through.
I don't ever remember hearing about this case.
Me either.
So I don't either.
This is a documentary on Netflix right now about a woman that gets abducted for a couple of days. And the police don't believe her, don't believe her boyfriend's story at all. And she was kidnapped for 2 days. And this thing takes so many twists and turns over the course of three episodes. You sincerely will be blown. You can't stop watching. I don't watch TV for three straight hours unless it's a football game. This one I couldn't turn off.
It's gripping. And were you not livid?
Pissed.
After everything? Like, I was fuming at the end of it.
I was on fire. I literally could not believe that this story was real. And it's like I said, the twist and turn.
Neither could the police.
I know. Yeah, right. I turned it on like, all right, I got an hour. Oh, no, I didn't move.
So, you got 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Mo and I have had this talk a lot, that my experience with the police in this country is very different than Mo's experience with the police as a black man in this country. So in my world, I still feel safe when I get pulled over. I understand that Mo's experience is very different. Mm-hmm. But by the time that I was done watching this, I did not like police at all.
Or the FBI. Yeah, they were just as bad.
In this specific county, because that one police officer, thanks to her, this whole thing got taken care of.
Yeah, so God bless her.
While one side was completely incompetent, she was the freaking savior.
Yeah, let the kids go outside and have a couple of hours. You watch this, okay? All right, they'll be fine. It's worth it. It's called American Nightmare. We're not getting paid for this.
No.
It's just that we're really, really excited. I mean, we came in here blown away by the show.
And TV's not a hobby.
Maybe now. American Nightmare on Netflix. All right, so she hasn't spoken to her father in years in this email, and now her brother may invite Pops to his wedding. Should she attend or bow out? What's going to happen here?
Hey, Bert Show. I'm a 39-year-old woman living in Europe, and for the past 2 years, I've had no contact with my father. He left my brother and me when we were 10 and 14, respectively, when my mother divorced him due to his infidelity. My relationship with him has always been difficult because he wanted a son, and his first child turned out to be a daughter. The first 4 years of my life, he used to tell me that, and after my brother came along, he also told me he loved him more because he was the son he'd always wanted.
Your dad's paying for your therapy.
Sometimes you want 100% honesty, you just got it.
Somehow, in my young mind, that made sense to me, and it never made me resent my brother. It made me feel insecure and worthless, but I never put those feelings on my baby brother. We still have a very close relationship, and I love him very much. My relationship with my father just got worse, but that memory is one of the first ones I have of him. My brother doesn't remember much of what I've been through because he was young, and also because I did my best not to let him find out. I saw he had the relationship I wanted with our father, and even then, as young as I was myself, I knew I wanted him to have that in his life. Even though they had their ups and downs themselves, they never had the long periods of no contact like I had with him. In my 20s, he used to force the no contact with me, and only me, whenever I made him mad. Either when I made him ashamed of me, they tried bringing up the divorce in a conversation, or when I refused to have a relationship with his new wife. But 2 years ago, going no contact was my decision. After years of therapy, I realized I'm much happier and confident when he's not in my life. I talked to my brother about it and he understood. I can't tell you how much better my life is today.
Good for you.
The problem is that my brother got engaged last year and is planning a small family-only wedding this spring, maybe like 12 people. He asked me yesterday if I would be okay if he asked our father to come. I told him I appreciated him thinking about me and asking first. The thing is, I don't know what to tell him. What do you think? Thanks for your opinions from the second X chromosome who refused to become a Y.
All right, I'm going to work this out, and I haven't thought a lot about it, so I might backtrack as I'm actually talking about it. So these emails always strike a nerve with me as a dude that has had parents that come in and come out of his life when it's convenient for them. These always immediately hurt me. Just the fact that he decided, you know what, I'm just not going to be in your life for a while, and then I'm just going to pop in when it's kind of convenient for me. This always pisses me off. And also, as a guy that's gone through these things, I don't know. The trauma is real, for sure. You're very, very hurt. But also, you can't expect the world to cater to your hurt either. And this is not your wedding day. So I would say somehow, some way, see a therapist before that. The world's not going to stop because of the trauma that this guy has inflicted on you.
You and I are on the same page. You love your brother, and this is his wedding day. And I think it speaks volumes of the relationship you have that he actually even came to you and asked if it was okay if he invited dad or if you didn't want him there. I would go back to your brother and say, this is your wedding day. If you want dad there, then dad should be there. I will handle myself accordingly to ensure you have the best day ever. And I think that's one day that you have to chalk up as I'm doing this for my brother. This is a sacrifice I can make. I want to be there to support him and just keep your distance from your dad. I know it's going to be hard to do when it's a wedding of 12 people. There's not really a lot of places you can hide, like besides behind a potted plant, but
wear green so he doesn't see you.
But I would try to, if you've done therapy and you've done the work and you realize you're in a better place, I think you're capable of handling this, which is why I even suggest it.
I can't disagree. I would be very appreciative of my brother coming to me first. That would have meant a lot to me to ask. And for that reason, I think that's why you should be there for your brother. You got to hold it down for your brother. I would see it as it's one day, I'll get through it. This is what my brother wants. And I would respect that. I probably would stay on the other side of the room as much as I can from dad in order to avoid that kind of issue. But yeah, I would suck it up and not let dad take that power away from me to show up for my brother and have a good time.
Yeah, well, I think you're incredibly lucky to have somebody in your family that recognizes the hurt. I think sometimes when you have been wronged by somebody, I think that's a very healing thing for somebody to look at you in the eyes and realize what somebody has done to you, even though they don't have a similar relationship. So I think it speaks a lot about the relationship that A, you have with your brother, but B, the kind of person that he is. That being said, I'm in agreement with everybody else. I think just because you have a long history with your father of it not being a good relationship, I don't think that means that he shouldn't get an invite to the wedding.
I think in the past also I've been a stubborn SOB to a point where I don't want to give my power away. And if I don't show, it feels like me giving that other person power over me. And maybe that's the healthy way to do it. Maybe it's not. But I do not want... I just will not alter my life for the hurt that's been inflicted on me.
I feel like you're punishing yourself and you're punishing your brother for your dad's behavior by not attending.
Right.
Completely agree.
The Bird Show.
All right. If you have a toddler, it is touch and go sometimes. You just never know what's going to set them off.
Oh, those terrible twos, those three-nagers, the toddler tantrums. I have never experienced anything like this in my life. 1-855-BIRD Show. 855-237-8746. I have a note on my phone that is just running constantly of things my kid loses his S over, right? These are unreasonable reactions. Well, unreasonable to adults, even though I have seen some adults throw some unreasonable tantrums, let's be honest. But no, I mean, becoming a parent now, and it's so easy to judge those. There was a mom in Target the other day, and her kid was just losing it. And like, instead of being like, God, what a bad mom, what a bad kid. Like, I was like, oh, I'm so, like, I feel your pain.
If you've gone through it.
Yeah, like, you get it. Like, it's just their mom, like, they're growing, they're learning. They're not bad kids. This is just part of the process. And so every kid goes through this.
Yeah. So you're looking for like calls like, my kid lost it in the supermarket when there weren't sprinkles on the ice cream that I bought.
Oh, I'm going to give you my examples. And then please, it's the most insane reasons why your kid had a complete meltdown. Mm-hmm. So this happened just the other day. I was wearing my hair up just like this. Jimmy didn't want me to have a scrunchie in my hair. I'm holding him. He's like crocodile tears. I don't want mommy's hair. He ripped the scrunchie out of my hair and threw it across the kitchen.
Oh, dang. To you, I know you're one of these parents that likes to reason with your toddler.
No, there's no reasoning. There's okay. no reasoning.
So you can't ask him, like, what is it about this look that Jimmy doesn't like?
Because there is nothing logical. It's just their brains are expanding. They don't know how to control these emotions. They lash out at weird things. And there's no rhyme or reason to, like, you can't reason with the toddler. And so I was just like, I know. It's hard being a baby, isn't it? It's just hard. Sometimes we get feelings and we don't know what to do with them, right? And that's all you really can do. And then he gets past it, and now we're watching Dino Ranch.
It's so funny to me because I can never hear my dad say, getting down on my level and going, I know sometimes it's just hard.
It's hard.
Oh, my God. Hell no.
Never.
Yeah. Well, then the other day I had to take a firm stance. He was so upset. Again, crocodile tears because I wouldn't take my socks off. He wanted me to take my socks off. And this is when I told him, we're starting to get to this point. I'm like, you can't tell other people what to do. Like, you can't tell people what they can and cannot wear. Like, mommy's feet are cold. Mommy wants to wear socks. And then you have to deflect. Like, you have to, like, go to something else, and then he'll focus on something
else. You're such a better parent than me, because I would have said, you don't get a vote yet.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
This has been common. He wanted me to fill up his water bottle, not dad. And when dad did it, he was not a happy camper. And then he wanted dad to open his cracker and not mom. And when I did it, he lost his mind.
You should have known better. Really, that was on you.
It was 100%. I mean, this dumbie over here. We were driving home from school, and we have to take a left at the light, but he didn't want to take a left at the light. He wanted to take a right at the light.
Uh-huh.
So he ended up throwing a tantrum because we took a left instead of a right.
Yeah, he know what he want.
Yep. He no longer wanted his dinosaur balloon. We got a dinosaur balloon when we went to like some dino fest or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we get home and he's like, I don't want this dinosaur balloon anymore. Take it, mom. Take it. The dog sniffed his arm. And so he got very upset and he cried over that. And I had to kiss his arm and make his arm better. And then the last one, and oh my God, had a complete meltdown because I had to poop. I had to get up. We were on the couch. I'm like, mama's got to go use the bathroom. No. Mama can't use the bathroom.
He wanted you right there.
And I go, mama has got to go use the bathroom. And so I leave the couch and he's screaming, crying. I go up the stairs. He follows me up the stairs. He follows me down the hallway. And then he stands with me in the esser while I'm taking the dump.
He stood in there?
Oh, yeah.
So you let him watch you poop?
You have to,
no,
man.
No, you do not.
Why do you have to do that?
So I just sat there and I took a dump while he played with the toilet paper roll. And it just, you know.
Wow. All right, Jessica feels you on this. Jessica, the most meaningless temper tantrum your toddler had.
Oh, yeah. So I have a 3-year-old little boy, and he is so particular about everything. Mm-hmm. So I have a long list. But I was making him basically wear, like, jogger-type pants, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to get him some blue jeans. Put them on. The fact that I touched the top of his foot threw him into a complete frenzy.
Really?
I had no idea what was wrong. He's finally like, I can feel them on my feet. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
Seems uncomfortable, man. I get it.
Stacy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
So my son, this was just a couple years ago. He's 8 now. This was just a few years ago. He was putting together like a Minecraft Lego set, and he was really frustrated about one of the pieces or couldn't find something. I don't remember, but he just took off running and screaming and crying and ran down the hallway and like karate chopped the wall and put his foot into the wall and
wow.
hole in the wall.
Dang, you got to get that kid off the roids, man.
I know. Needless to say, he did fix it, and like I made him sand it and spackle it and everything.
Good for you.
There you go.
Good for you.
You have to do that.
And here is Paula. Good morning, Paula. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. So my child is now 16, but when she was about 2.5, 3, she wasn't crying, but whenever we would go into the grocery store, she liked to scream and just be, I think she liked hearing herself, the echo. So I would normally tell her, hey, inside voice, and another customer said, can't you shut that kid up?
Hey.
And Bella screamed her little heart out. And I let her scream through the rest of the store, and I took my time going through the store, and I followed that woman around the store. I ain't gonna lie.
Good for you, Mama.
The Burt Show.
All right, we are about to start texting for Kennedy to her fairly new boyfriend, who she feels like would be a great replacement for her baby daddy to take her daughter to a father-daughter dance, because Pops is nowhere in the scene. Do I have that right?
Yes, you totally have that right.
All right, Kennedy, explain to us how we got here and what the ask is and why we're doing it, and you're just not saying it to him face-to-face.
So basically, I'm a single mom of an 8-year-old little girl who is adorable. Her dad is not in her life. He has never been in her life. So basically, every year, her friends go to this daddy-daughter dance. Mm-hmm. It's around Valentine's Day. And since she doesn't have a dad, and her grandfather and uncles do not live local, so she's never gone, right? And it's always made her so sad. Like, it's such a sad time of year when this dance comes around. And last year, I told her that there was no reason that I couldn't take her, you know, because I play the role of mom and dad in her life. But she did not want to do that. She was like, I would rather not go. I don't want you to come. So about 4 months ago, I started dating a guy, and I introduced him to my daughter just 2 months ago, and she really, really likes him. Like, he's a great guy. I feel like he likes her a lot, and she just recently asked me if he could take her to that dance this year, and I'm not sure how he would feel about it, and I don't want to freak him out because we've only been dating for, you know, 4 months. However, I know it would make her so happy, mm-hmm. and I'm just nervous, and I would love for you guys to help me to ask him.
Okay, first of all, I hate your ex. Because he's not in the picture at all. I hate him. I hate him. Secondly, yeah. Cassie, I saw you. Cassie had the roll of the eyes. Are you ready to go in?
Not go in. It's not so much. I hate my expressive face. I need to work on this. I worry not about your relationship, but setting your daughter up for disappointment if he goes and takes her and they have a wonderful time at something labeled a daddy-daughter dance, and then you guys don't work out for whatever reason. I'm worried about her poor little heart breaking all over again because now she knows she doesn't have her birth dad in the picture, and now the other man who stepped in to fill the role of dad at a dad event is also gone. But you're her mom. You do what's best for her, and I know you would make those choices. It's just as a mother, like, that's what went through my head, and I just worry.
Yeah, it's definitely something I've put a lot of thought into, and this is the first guy that she's met. Like, I took a long time off of dating when she was born, you know, I mean, it's been 8 years. Like, I haven't brought anyone around her. So I have a good feeling about this guy, but also I know this is pretty fast.
I feel like this is all about managing expectations here, right? Managing expectations with your daughter, managing expectations with him. Mm-hmm. Of course, as a mom, you want to fulfill your every child's wish if possible, especially one this sweet that she's, mm-hmm. you know, hasn't had a dad in her life, and she sees all of her friends going to these daddy-daughter dances, which are very popular. And I can see why she feels left out and she wants to participate, right? So I think if you set the expectation with him, you make the ask, but you acknowledge, hey, I want this. When I ask this, I want you to know I totally understand if this is out of your comfort zone, if this is too soon. It's a request my daughter made, so I want to do this on her behalf. And then I'd also set the expectation with your daughter when she goes, like, hey, just know this is mommy's new friend, and he's very happy to take you to the dance. Oof. And try, I don't know what that conversation is with your daughter, but
Mo, you want in on this?
Managing expectations, I think, is crucial for all parties involved.
I mean, yeah, I agree with everything that has been said. I do think that this ask is going to tell you a lot about where you and him are going? Because I just feel like as a man, this is a question that you can't ask a little too soon if he's not ready for that and if he's not in that position. And I don't know if that's going to make you look at him away, if he's not willing to step up and take that responsibility. But I do think that a guy will have to fully process this and make sure that he intends on being in your life and in her life for sure, like 100% before you step up and do something like that.
Abby, what do you want to add to that?
I don't know. I hate to be a little bit of a negative Nelly, but I feel like if it was the right situation to where you really do feel like he would be comfortable in this kind of situation, I don't feel like we would have to step in any way. I feel like if he was already kind of starting to step into that role of a father-ish figure, you would be like, oh, it's a no-brainer. I feel like coming through us tells me everything I need to know.
This one hits a little bit close to home for me here. Look, you have to decide when is an appropriate time to bring men into your life around your daughter. This one here makes a tremendous statement. 4 months in, for her to attend a daddy-daughter dance is a heavy emotional load and expectation to put on a young girl that doesn't understand adult relationships. So 4 months is just it's so soon. This sends a message that this dude is going to be around for a very long time.
But this is what you get when you are dating somebody with kids. Like, this is part of the package. Like, these are the things you do.
Yes. But I mean, how long?
Because I know somebody who got engaged after 4 months of dating. So it's not that it's just 4 months. It's like where Abby said this numerous times about their relationship. Some people's 4 months are very, very slow. Other mm-hmm. people's 4 months, they're engaged.
Truth. Okay, give us a couple of minutes here, Kennedy. When we come back, we will start texting your boyfriend and seeing what his comfort level is with taking your daughter to a father-daughter dance. That's Texting Tutor next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All right, we're about to start Texting Tutor with Kennedy. We are going to be texting Kennedy's new boyfriend, 4 months, but they are very serious. Kennedy has a daughter that is 8 years old that has a father-daughter dance coming up. Dad's not in the picture anymore. So Kennedy is dating this really great guy and wants our help to text him to say, hey, how do you feel about taking my daughter to the dance? Very tricky.
Kristen does not want to touch this. Listen, the dances and all that, I'm actually on board with her doing this. I really honestly am. I feel like if you're dating somebody with a child, you're not just dating them, you're dating the family.
We should enter this with humor at first. And I think you should hear me out. This is going to be off-putting, but I think it could go well.
You off-putting? Never.
Oh, I'm so palatable. What if you texted your boyfriend and said, how do you feel about being called daddy? Right? Right? His what? What?
Right?
And then you go, just kidding, but my daughter would like you to take her to the daddy-daughter dance.
That's so wrong on so many levels. Incredibly wrong.
Yeah, right out the window.
It's such a trap.
Oh my God, it's so funny because he would like have like what as a response, and then you go in with the normal ask. So you've disarmed him.
Okay, cool. Let's give her another option too, and she can choose from those two.
Mm-hmm. That's probably a good idea. Listen, are you going to take advice from the woman who is not a fan of daddy-daughter dance? Which I'm sure I will be sending my child to one with her father in like a year.
All right, so how do you normally greet him first thing in the morning? That's where we should start, probably.
Morning, daddy.
Hi, puppy. Kennedy, how do you, when you text him, how do you acknowledge him?
Just by his name.
Okay. So, daddy. Hey, daddy. Our opening line.
I think we need to...
All right, here we go. Kennedy. I don't even think we need to say his name. Just be like, good morning. I'm about to ask you something. And I want to make sure you don't feel obligated in any way.
Okay.
Or pressure. I think that's important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like pressure instead of obligated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to feel any pressure to say yes, but if you are comfortable, would you be willing to take, insert your daughter's name, to an upcoming daddy-daughter dance? Now, we're not done, okay? We have to follow up with that in the same text. Don't hit send yet. I don't want to lay this guilt trip on him and be like, all of her friends go every year. She's always so left out, blah, blah, blah. I offered to take her, But she asked, oh, that's still so much pressure.
What do you guys think?
I think if I were the guy in this situation, it is kind of putting a little bit of pressure on him. But I think I would receive it differently, and I don't know why, if we kind of presented it as a more casual ask and kind of mentioned that she mentioned you. Like, there's a daddy and there's a daddy-daughter dance coming up.
Oh, I like
No pressure at all.
I like it.
But she did mention your name, and it made me wonder if you actually would entertain that.
Would that be something you'd be comfortable doing?
Something like that.
That's good.
I like that. Yeah. Scrap everything you have.
Yeah.
This is why we brainstorm everything before we hit send.
Okay.
So start from the beginning, Mo.
Oh, I hate when y'all do this.
I know, right?
Hey,
so-and-so has a dance coming up.
Right. And I am not trying to put any pressure on you whatsoever.
But she brought up your name.
But she did bring up your name, and it made me wonder if you would at all be open to the idea.
Should we throw in there that it's officially called a daddy-daughter dance somewhere in that text? Just to let them, like, put it out there immediately.
By the way, it's being dubbed a daddy-daughter dance.
Which is why I can't take her.
Yes. And my dad and brother live too far away to take her.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Meaning, like, it could be any man that takes her.
Yeah. I feel like if we keep adding on these reasons why, it's going to seem like I am pressuring you into taking her.
Okay. All right.
So what is Kennedy?
Where are we? Yeah. On the deck?
So far, I just have, I'm going to leave my daughter's name out.
Of course.
Hey, at the dance coming up, and she mentioned maybe you taking her. I'm not sure where we were going from there.
Why can't we just put the daddy daughter in that part instead of saying she has a dance coming up? She has a daddy daughter dance coming up, and you can say something like I don't know, shockingly or just whatever. She mentioned you taking her, and I can't take her, and thought, you know, and was wondering if you would actually entertain the idea of doing so. No pressure whatsoever.
It was wondering if you'd be comfortable doing that.
Comfortable. There you go.
Okay. Did I send it?
No, read it, please.
Hey, my daughter has a daddy-daughter dance coming up, and she mentioned maybe you taking her. I'm unable to take her and was wondering if you'd be comfortable going with her.
No pressure. Something about no pressure whatsoever should be in there.
Mm-hmm.
What about, hey, I know this may be too soon, so no pressure.
There you go.
So you give him out.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Hey.
Don't ask Mo to repeat that.
That's
it. Hey, I know this may be too soon, so no pressure, period. Blank has a daddy-daughter dance she wants to go to, and she mentioned you. Would that be something...
Comfortable. I like comfortable.
Yeah. Would that be something you'd be comfortable with?
Okay. So should I take out that I'm unable to take her part?
Yeah, take that part out. That's okay. It's kind of like, that's a given since it's a daddy-daughter dance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Read it in its entirety.
Okay. Hey, I know this may be too soon, so no pressure. My daughter has a daddy-daughter dance coming up, and she mentioned maybe you taking her. I was wondering if you'd be comfortable going with her.
Perfect. Man, we got there. That was the hardest first text I think we've ever sent.
Felt like there's a lot on the line there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send this.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
It's such a tight rope to walk there when you first start going out with somebody with kids, man.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to make decisions as adults for young kids, and they just interpret everything so differently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just heard back, and he said, oh, wow, period, I don't know what to say, ..
That's fair. I think that's a very fair response.
And I will respond to that. I would just respond back, that's fair. Take the time, period, and let me know.
Yeah. Should we add, and seriously, no hard feelings either way?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
There are a few guys in the office that have wanted to go out with me that would be more than willing to take her.
I will respond back. That's totally fair, take your time. And seriously,
no hard feelings.
No hard feelings either way.
Okay. Send that?
Yep.
Okay.
I think by playing it casual and breezy like this, you've taken the pressure and what could be awkward out of the situation, you know?
Right. He says, I don't need any time. I'm just so blown away. She really wants me to take her.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Mo nailed that.
That's the response.
Yep. This and astrological signs pairing them with personalities are definitely your gift.
If he didn't add that piece of it, that was a no. But that piece of it to me changes the whole thing.
Yes. No, read it again. Read it again.
He said, I don't need any time. I'm just so blown away. She really wants me to take her.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That's really sweet.
And you should write back, she doesn't really have many options.
Well, her grandpa and uncle are out of town, so you were my last resort.
You're my only hope, Obi-Wan.
So is he saying yes, or is he just saying, like, because he hasn't said yes yet.
You can't say no after that.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Wait a minute. Read it again.
Okay, I don't need any time. Exclamation point. I'm just so blown away.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
Okay.
So that is a yes.
Bert, don't do that to us.
Okay.
Dang.
Should we, I might be overthinking it, should we write something like, yep, 100% all her idea? So he knows that you're not planting seeds and manipulating.
You think so?
I just think, you write back, she'll be so excited.
She'll be thrilled.
There you go.
She'll be thrilled, exclamation point.
And then you have to give him special favors tonight.
No, you do not.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
You have to call him daddy right after the
dance. I'm daddy. Should you let him tell her?
Ooh.
He could get her a little bouquet of flowers. Why am I buying into this?
I saw your face.
Buy a little bouquet of flowers and say,
he has turned you around.
Dance.
What if, well, I don't want to add any more pressure to him. Would you like to ask her or would you like me to tell her?
There you go.
I like that.
She'll be thrilled, exclamation point. Would you like to ask her or would you like me to tell her, question mark?
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's so good.
And they do have like little bouquets and they get the dad or the father figure like boutonnieres.
It's cute.
It is cute.
It's all cute until they break up.
And a cute death.
I listen, two wolves. Live inside me. I think Rebecca tweeted that the other day. I can think it's super cute and also be really annoyed and find it problematic. Okay?
Two things can exist at the same time. Hey, any excuse to buy a dress. By the way, at Target the other day, boys' clothes suck. Girls' clothes rule.
You could always put Jimmy in some dresses. It is 2024.
Don't think I haven't thought about it.
Oh, okay. He said, please let me ask her. This is so great.
A special man that deserves special favors.
Stop it. That's not what this is about.
No, not for you.
Two things can be true.
Well played.
Yes, sir.
Well played.
Look at you shoving my words right back down my throat.
Hey, this
Kennedy,
is great
we are
news.
So excited for you guys. All three of you, seriously.
I'm just so happy. Like, I felt like it was going in this direction, but I was so nervous because it's been so long for me, and I am very protective of my daughter. So this was like, I'm just so happy it turned out this way.
Girl, you are beaming through the phone right now. Like, it's precious.
It still looks like she's gonna cry.
It's so
your nose is getting that red thing where you right before you cry.
I think it's really sweet that he's willing to step up and do that for her.
Are you on your period this week?
I don't know. Something weird's going on.
It's the Rudolph Red Alert.
It is. Oh my God, I have the worst cry phase. I'm really excited for you guys. Seriously.
Yeah, what a great guy you got here. I'm glad it all worked out.
Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you so much. I was so nervous to do this, and this was like the greatest news ever.
That's so super sweet.
Well, I hope they have the best time. Mm-hmm. And if you want, this is not something for us to share. This is just selfishly.
Send a picture.
Yeah.
Send a picture.
Please send a picture of the two of them at the dance. It would be so cute.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, you guys. This is like the best day ever. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Kennedy, have a great day.
And congrats on getting a good guy.
I know, right?
#special favors.
Though it would have been totally fine if he said no.
Yeah, it would have been. You're right.
But it's awesome that he said yes.
Yep. We would have judged.
And special favors are not a requirement to do something nice for somebody.
Not a requirement, but it is appreciated.
It's like a tip jar. Adjust the tip jar.
That is not mandatory.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Bert Show.
We're veering off the schedule, Kristen, because I'm too curious and too excited not to talk about this right now.
Go for it.
After just seeing this video, I feel like I can't wait. If you have ever had, kid warning also, all right, if you got kids in the car, we're about to talk about some adult stuff. If you are a woman, you got your parts fascinate me. You and your parts fascinate me. If you are a woman that has ever had an accidental big O, will you give us a call right now, 1-855-BIRCHA. So I was just watching a video on Instagram. A listener just sent me and said conversations women can have in the gym that guys can't. And a girl was doing tricep extensions, right? And when she goes from her head down to her quad, she tightens up in that southern region there.
A kegel.
A kegel, so much so that her friend said when she's done an exercise or two in the gym before, she will have an accidental orgasm. So it has nothing to do with sex whatsoever. It's just whatever that movement was, she was surprised by the big O. So I'm curious, doesn't have to be in a gym, could be anywhere, you weren't expecting it, and then bam, there it was. 1-855-BIRCHA.
It's not so much bam up here, it's more like bam down there.
It would be shocking, surprising.
It would be, and it was.
It happened to you?
It did.
Where?
Hey.
Where? Was it during one of Moe's raps?
Yes.
I have that effect.
You know what I mean? You do. Every week, every Monday. No.
Really?
This is years ago.
And we'll use the voice disguiser if you guys want to call up to
it. It was years ago.
1-855-BIRCHA.
I just had one. So it was years ago, and I was dating my now husband. And it wasn't like, I'll be honest, it wasn't full, like, completion. But, man, it was, like, super, super close.
A little surprise.
It was, yeah. So we were flying somewhere tropical, and we had to hop on this puddle jumper to get to the, like, final destination.
Yeah.
And we're, like, sitting in the back of the plane, and the vibration. You think I'm kidding, but, like, it's like from that scene in Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights, and she's like, I love the vibration. But we had had some, we were going on vacation, so, of course, I mean, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, you're drinking at the airport. You're all drinking right on the plane, so
nice and loose.
I was a little bit tipsy on the plane, and I had one of two options. I could either lean into it, mm-hmm, and like dig into the seat to feel it more, or I could try to, like, you know, stop it. Mm-hmm. So I started to lean into it.
Yeah, of course you did. As you should.
But then I was like, This is naughty. And so I stopped, but it was, yeah, I shocked myself, and I was just sitting there like.
So when you and Bart were going to go to, like, Chicago, were you taking all these puddle jumpers to get up there? You're going to Kansas City and then going to Oklahoma, just getting on and off these little flights.
Did you tell him it was happening, or you just kept that to yourself?
Oh, that was just for me.
Okay.
Did you say it after him? Like, you're never going to believe just what happened.
I don't know if I did or not. Okay. I don't have any recollection of that. But I do have a recollection of the before.
I bet. 1-855-BIRCHA, the accidental big O. We will put you on the voice disguiser. Good morning. Kayleen, you're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning. One time I was at a bar, and I was with a bunch of friends, and we all wanted to ride the mechanical bull. And when I got up there, I was good for like a second, but then I started feeling something and I was like, uh-oh. That was mine.
She would know. She would be like,
Yeah.
Is this bonus?
He's uncomfortable.
Well, it's probably because I made direct eye contact with her when I did
it. Yeah, I was like, why are you looking at me?
Well, I didn't want to look at Bert, and I didn't want to look at Mo.
Sometimes you do that, too, and I know Cassie has experienced this, too, but sometimes you, like, yawn or you, like, groan, and sometimes it sounds just a little bit too sexual, and I'll just kind of look at Cassie. I'm like, what? Is going on over
Do
there.
I really?
Yes. I think I've just gotten so used to it over the past like 13 years.
Maybe now we know why she's having a little baby out.
Right. If only we were all that sensitive, life would be so much easier.
And you are on the voice disguiser. You have had one of these accidental big or little O's before.
Yes, I had one on my way to work about 2 years ago, almost, I was listening to the song Streets by Doja Cat.
That's it.
I mean, you didn't go over a speed bump or anything? It's just, that's it? Just the song?
No, she pulled over on the side of the road and hit those.
Yeah, hit those little things.
The warning?
Yeah,
the warning bumps.
So it was just you driving down the road and it just spontaneously happened like that?
Yes, I worked for a hospital at the time, and believe it or not, I was going up a hill, stopped at the traffic light right before the song hit, and I was like, oh!
It could just happen like that.
Now she backed up and did it again.
Yeah, right. I think years ago, either on the show or somebody relayed this story to me that it happened in the back of a bus in New York City on the way to work. They went over a road that was being constructed.
Uh-huh.
So it had like all these potholes
and everything
else.
And
she's like, I took that route every day from that point on, man. So it can't happen. All right, so let's move on here. This, in a case like this, this is super, super stressful here because she feels like her boyfriend's dad is starting to get real creepy with her on Instagram and she's not exactly sure how to handle it. Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this?
Oh, it's an email.
Oh, it's an email. Okay. Who's got the email?
No,
I got it.
Hey, everyone. What should I do here? I recently met my boyfriend's parents and things seemed to go well. However, a few days later, I received a notification that his dad had followed me on Instagram. Now, here's where it gets a bit uncomfortable. His dad's Instagram account is brand new, with no followers and no post. He's only following me and 3 other people, including my boyfriend. At first, I thought it was a bit odd, but I didn't think too much of it. That was until I started getting notifications that he was liking a bunch of my posts. When I checked the pictures he was liking, I noticed they were all shots of me in the bathing suits or more on the sexy side.
Mm.
To make matters worse, he even scrolled back a few years and liked a picture of me in a very revealing angel costume from a Halloween party. He went so far as to comment with the emoji that has hearts for eyes. Now, I don't know if I should tell my boyfriend about this or not. I don't want to create any weirdness, but I'm also kind of uncomfortable with his dad now. I also thought about blocking his dad, but thought that may cause some weird tension. What do you think?
So if this happened to me, if I was dating a guy and his boyfriend followed me and I was starting to get a weird ick by it, I would want him off my page as soon as possible. So what you can actually do on Instagram, instead of making a big stink about it and, you know, blocking him or whatever, you can actually remove him as a follower. So if you remove him as a follower and then he adds you right back, then you know he's like going after your page and looking for stuff. And then you can block him. But if this is all harmless, if you just remove him as a follower, then you get rid of the problem and hopefully it wasn't for nefarious reasons that he was following you.
So then if dad realizes that's happening, now you got another problem, right? Because then he goes to son, or does he not even bring that up?
He can't take that to his son.
Yeah, no. What is he going to do? Your girlfriend removed me because I was leaving heart eyes on her bikini pics? That's an awkward
can
combo.
Can he like passive aggressively like green light it and go, this was innocent enough. I was going ahead. I was liking everything. What's wrong with your girl?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you can take Abby's tactic, but scale it back a little bit. You can restrict comments so people can still comment, but it won't show up unless you approve it. So at least then, like, you've got rid of the ick a little bit and he can't leave those comments, but he can still like pics.
Well, being that she said he's liking the ones that are more on the sexy side, that part, I don't think I would be able to hold that. I'm probably telling my boyfriend the truth. I don't know if I would try to go into it like I'm trying to out his dad or anything like that, but I would just let him know exactly what's going on and be honest about it and let him kind of take it from there.
That's what I was going back and forth in my head as to whether or not I would discuss this with my boyfriend. It's your boyfriend's dad. Like, if you're going to see anything long-term with him, you need to have this discussion with your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to come at it so, like, pointedly, but, hey, I don't know him well, but this is making me uncomfortable. So, your dad's been liking certain pictures of mine and then leaving these comments. I think that's a conversation he has to have with his dad. And I keep going back and forth. I'm like, is this something she needs to address with the dad, or is this something the boyfriend needs to address the dad, or do you address it with your boyfriend and then you tackle it with the dad?
No, I would address it with the boyfriend because that would be way too uncomfortable of a conversation. And it's going to put you in a weird position too if this guy is a total creep. Yeah. I bring it to the boyfriend, have the boyfriend have the conversation, and then go from there.
Wait, nah, let's take it next level and be totally passive. Start responding to your dad's comments, if he leaves the heart eye pic emoji and say, oh my God, your son also loves this picture. It's his favorite.
Oh, damn.
And that's how Cassie fights fire with fire.
Yeah. We need a pass.
Call him out.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Nicki Minaj is coming after Megan Thee Stallion again. But before we get into the continued beef, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Or should I say the groundhog in the room? Because today is Groundhog Day and it is very underwhelming. So 40% of the time, Punxsutawney Phil is correct 100% of the time. He's not very good at his accurate predictions. But this morning he did not see his shadow because usually he always be seeing his shadow because he's seen it 107 times. But this is the first time since 2020 that he predicted an early spring and the 21st time since records were kept. So spring's coming, hopefully, because it's too cold.
Winter sucks.
So shout out to him. So glad we have a groundhog for this special occasion. But anyway, back to Nicki. So Nicki has compared Megan Thee Stallion's interview with Gayle King a couple years ago about Tory Lanez shooting her in the foot to when Rihanna did the same thing in 2009 when she got hit by Chris Brown. And she's saying that Megan is basically just seeking sympathy.
Now you go on Gayle King. This is so obvious. She wanted a Rihanna moment so bad. Rihanna never would milk something like that because Rihanna knows that she was a superstar with or without sympathy. She's beautiful with or without sympathy.
And Nicki's like, if I had done the same thing, people would have come for me because I'm the queen of rap.
But when you need constant sympathy and then try to stop my song from coming out, if Nicki Minaj had done any of those things, oh, y'all would have a lot to say. But I understand heavy is the head that wears the crown. I am the queen, okay?
So I'm assuming she's taking a shot at her for going on Gayle King and getting all of that national recognition. And then later everybody found out that she actually lied on when she was speaking to Gayle. I think that's what Nicki is trying to get at here.
Yeah.
Was she lying about?
They asked her if she had any relations with Tory Lanez and she said no. And then when they went to court, she was forced to admit that they did actually have relations. Okay. And so people kind of, I guess her reputation took a hit because she was lying.
But she wasn't lying about the shooting, just that.
Yeah, it's hard to fake that. But anyway, she's continuing to dig deep on this beef. And it's so embarrassing for Nicki at this point. All right, all women have at least one uncomfortable experience with a man, especially if you date them. And Heidi Klum is revealing the nastiest way a guy ever tried to pick her up on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
What is the most cringe thing a guy has ever done to get your attention?
They put their wiener in the popcorn box.
Sorry. Hold on. Please.
No, they didn't.
Explain this.
You know, when they hold the popcorn box and you just keep eating and all of a sudden I was like... Yes, there was more in the popcorn box as it was sitting on his lap.
Shut the f*** up.
No, he poked like a little hole. You know, those things are like, what are those? Cardboard?
Type. Yeah, cardboard little popcorn box.
Yes. Dug a hole in the bottom, shoved his little wiener sausage through it. And as I'm munching down, like, yes.
Whoa.
There it was.
I thought it was like an old wives' tale that a dude would do that.
I didn't think that really happened.
It was in a movie. Tommy will probably remember what movie this was. I can't remember what it was.
The guy who put his pee-pee in the popcorn box, so when she put her hand in there, she grabbed it instead of popcorn.
Can't remember.
There's so much about this that bothers me. There's a lot of salt in that popcorn, and you're putting your wiener in there.
You're worried. No.
That's what bothers you.
It's not the salt. It's the assault that I'm working
with. It was on the Chappelle Show.
It was what?
On the Chappelle Show.
No, it was a different one.
Gross.
I did not think that was a thing that actually happened.
No, as a man, I would never recover from Heidi Klum calling my pee-pee a little wiener sausage.
Yeah, she had to add the little in there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, she did. You do something like that to a woman, you get to be called little wiener sausage.
Uh-huh.
Did you find it?
Apparently, it's like a thing in movies, and it's been in a whole bunch of different. The history of the movie theater popcorn trick. So I haven't read through it. But.
Oh, it's a trick. The internet calls it a trick. Women here call it assault. Yes. So, right. Love that for us. Okay, I'm so excited because one of my favorite shows is making a comeback later this year. Bridgerton season 3. We got a little sneak preview yesterday. We got to see a sweet little sexual tension scene between the two leads, and it's already gotten me so hyped. But if you also love Bridgerton, there's going to be a pre-screening on Valentine's Day. So if you don't have plans like me, because nobody loves us, you can go to BridgertonS3NetflixVirtualScreens.com/RSVP. That's super long. So go to our podcast and write it down, and you can sign up to watch it at 10 a.m. on Valentine's Day with me.
I'm fairly certain I'm the only dude in the country that loves that show.
That's so good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the only one that will admit it. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, there you go. There you go.
We can watch it together after the show in a couple weeks. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Oh, parenting with anxiety. I think that goes for anybody. Even if you're very healthy and don't have any anxiety, once you have kids, guess what? You have anxiety.
Surprise!
You get a baby and a case for the using Lexapro, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and we've always used baby monitors with the video and the sound. It's hooked up to our phones so I can actually check in on it from wherever I am, which is even more dangerous than the old school baby monitors, which were just noise that you would have, like a monitor you would have to carry around the house. I can literally tap in from anywhere in the world to check on my kids. And full disclosure, I have done it during the show. I'm not as bad as I am now, but I used to have it open and then I stopped and I'm much better now, but it's still tough.
At the height of your anxiety, checking that monitor during the show, after the show, how many times do you think that you would check the monitor?
I mean, I would say at least once an hour, because my husband was at home, so I'd trust him, you know, but
you'd have it open.
Yes.
With your husband at home.
Yes.
You'd have it open right there next to your computer to look at it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. My husband is deaf in one ear and he's a very heavy sleeper. And so I just wanted to make sure that when they woke up, he heard it and he would wake up as well. And he does every single time. But it's anxiety. Sometimes it's illogical and unexplainable.
You used to have it open so much in between us, I started babysitting.
You're going to get Mo's bill here after a while. Uh-huh.
In fact, the other day I had it. I didn't realize I had the sound on because you can have it where it runs in the background. And I kept hearing children. And I'm like, what is that? Who has their volume on TikTok? And I realized it was my phone and my children in the background screaming. Anyway, my daughter is 4 and from what I've seen online, there's no set age where you should stop using the baby monitor, but a lot of experts say between 2 and 4, up to the age of 5, but they're like 5 is kind of late. And here's the thing, it can have an impact on your kids as well with their anxiety, because at some point they're like, well, I must not be safe if mom and dad need to be able to watch me all the time. And I also want my daughter to grow up with her own privacy as well. Though I feel like 4 is a little young for your own privacy for the most part. I don't know how to pull the plug on the baby monitor.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes. And my daughter does talk to us through it. Like we can talk through it to her. So if she wakes up because it's storming at night and there's thunder and she's scared, we can say, hey, it's just thunder, go back to sleep. And she will put herself back to bed. So it's not like we're jumping down there every time there's a cry or anything. But our house also makes a lot of weird noises. It's old. It's got a metal roof. And so I like to be able to check in. If I hear a bump in the night, make sure the kids aren't up running amok. I know I need to let go. I know I need to turn it off. And I just don't know how I'm going to be able to do that with my anxiety levels.
So I do realize now as you're talking that the monitoring of your kids never goes away. So when my kid has 5 people over, I'm monitoring them on our security cameras. When he is in his car, I'm looking at the Life 360 constantly. So the monitoring never officially goes away. This baby monitor might, but you watching your kids and stalking the kids doesn't have to go away.
And I think, I guess I just want to know if I'm doing them a disservice. Like, it's not like, hey, Zoe, my daughter has asked to turn it off. I think that would be a very different conversation if she had said, I don't like it. I want to be aware that I know that I'm doing this more for me than for them at this point, and I'm very aware of that fact, and I never want to do anything that's detrimental to their development. I just, is there something to, like, it being okay that I'm doing it for me to appease my fears, or do I need to, I guess, woman up and cut the cord?
Are you appeasing your fears, but are you causing yourself more anxiety? Because when I listen to it, you're like, I feel like you're causing yourself more anxiety. For instance, we're going to be, we're going to go at, slightly out of town, an hour out of town this weekend for our Burt's Big Adventure Conference so we can learn about all our kids and our families and give them the most epic trip. You and I are going down a night early because we have kids. and I don't have monitor access on my phone. We have like the old school one, camera in the room, monitor in at the house, and that is it. How many times will you check your phone while we are gone for those 2 days?
Genuinely, probably 4 times. When I go to bed, when I get up.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay, no, that's a lie. I will have the monitor running beside me all night.
Really?
All night. Just in case as a backup pair of ears in case something happens. But I'm not going to be like checking it nonstop.
Yeah.
It's more like if something happens, I'm able to hear and help contact my husband and wake him up. Which he'll already be awake. He'll already know.
And you said we're talking about a 4-year-old, right?
Yes.
So what is your fear? Like, it's not the rolling over and not being able to breathe anymore. It's nothing like that. I mean, she's 4. If something's wrong, she'll actually go, Mom! Yeah. So what is...
I got a boogie!
Right, so what is the fear?
I think it's just... The fear is, honestly, this makes me sound awful. My son's still in a crib. She's in a bed, in a big girl bed, so she can get up and walk around the house by herself. Mm-hmm. Like, she can leave her room, which is fine. But I want to know if that's happening because I want to know what she's getting into. And she's a very good kid and won't mess with stuff, but there's still always the parental fear, like, that she's going to get into something that she shouldn't, or she'll climb on a chair and fall down off the chair in the dining room and hurt herself and no one will know. And I know the words coming out of my mouth, that is so slim of a chance of it happening, but that is the anxiety and that is the irrational fear.
Okay, so let's play it out for a second here. Let's say your 4-year-old gets up, walks through the house, gets on a chair and falls. You will know. Because she'll be screaming and crying.
Yeah.
You just can't prevent it from You can't prevent and protect your child from everything that's going to go wrong, every hurt that's going to happen. In fact, some would argue, probably me, that some of these hurts are okay. Like, she gets up in the middle of the night, walks her way downstairs, gets on a chair, falls, cries, she won't do it again.
Yeah, but what if she falls and actually hurts herself and I can't hear it because I'm not going to be able to hear it?
She's concussed.
From the room.
She's out cold.
Yeah.
Bert, she's not crying.
But you know what I can hear and does wake me up instantly? The sound of her door opening. I can hear that and like a flash, I'm awake and I know and I can tell her to get back in bed. I know. I feel like I'm saying this and there's nothing that anyone can say.
There isn't.
It's anxiety.
Right.
So
you have to get to the point when you know she's right. Like, it's perfectly fine. I know you do research to like the nth degree. Your research is impeccable. So you know it's okay and it's time to take it out. You have to get to a place where you're comfortable removing it. I would not do it this weekend since you're going to be gone. But when you get back, I think you and Chad need to sit down and be like, all right, when are we removing this camera? And you need to make a plan and you need to stick to it.
Do you think the camera will work for 18 years?
Just different cameras, but they're there, I assure you. It's a Burt Show.
Thanks for listening. Get more Burt Show fix at thebertshow.com or follow us on social media at The Burt Show.